It's the Locked On Podcast Network. Local experts on the biggest stories.
You are Locked On Vikings, your daily Minnesota Vikings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
It's Locked On Vikings on the Locked On Podcast Network. Super Bowl weekend is upon us. It's episode 365 on a Friday. My name's Sam Ekstrom on Twitter, at Sam Ekstrom. LockedOnVikings.com, the URL to find all the shows. iTunes, where you can subscribe and rate and review the program. The plan was to have Sage Rosenfels on today, but he's got a lot of responsibilities this week. Being in Minneapolis, has some appearances, some things to do, so he's not going to make it on the show today. We'll have to get his take on Monday, the day after the game. I believe he's going to be there as well. Sage has really been soaking in the Super Bowl scene, and I believe he went to Paisley Park last night to see Justin Timberlake's exclusive album release. That'll be fun to hear about next week as well. Today, I will hazard a guess at the Super Bowl. The more I do this show, the more I realize how little predictions really mean, but we'll hazard one anyway. And before we get to that, how about some predictions? But of the more fun kind, Super Bowl prop bets. We tell you all the time about mybookie.ag. Well, you can head and you can also make some of these bets, get in on the action, and bet on some of the crazier aspects of Super Bowl 52. I am going to divvy out 1,000 theoretical dollars on 10 prop bets, and we'll see what happens. We'll tally it all up on Monday. Well, you got to bet the anthem, right? The national anthem, 1 minute, 58 seconds on average, the last 12 anthems. Pink is going to be singing on Sunday. The over-under is 2 minutes. I feel like Pink is flashy enough that she will want to add some flair and pizzazz to the anthem performance. So I'm going to go with over 2 minutes. The odds aren't quite as good. It's minus 140, which means you have to bet more to win less. I will put 50 of my theoretical dollars on Pink and the over. There's a lot of good options here for the anthem, but I'm not going to touch them. What color will Pink's hair be? Will Pink be airborne during the anthem? Will she forget a word? Will she say Eagles at any point before, during, or after? Yeah, I'm not going to go with any more on that. How about the coin toss, though? That comes next in the process, heads or tails. Tails have won 27 of the 51 times in 51 Super Bowls. Heads has won 24 times. I think we got to even that out. Let's go with heads. Law of averages says that has to even out eventually. I'm going to go with heads in this one. And I'm also going to put 50 theoretical dollars on that. Who will score the first touchdown in the game? And not just team, but which player? I love these bets. And I never win them. But these are the bets where you can really make money if you strike gold. Like Rob Gronkowski, who's a pretty likely player to score the touchdown. The odds are plus 750. So you can bet 100 and win 750. And boom, you're in business. It feels like you got to go with a Patriot, and the four likeliest players to score, Gronkowski, Cooks, Amendola, Deion Lewis, are all Patriots. I don't think it's going to be a running back. I think this Eagles rush defense is a little too strong. I think they go to the air. Amendola, plus 1,000. Chris Hogan, plus 1,400. Yeah, maybe. James White, though. I mean, remember how they used James White in the Super Bowl last year? He was more of a wide receiver. They actually used him more through the air this year than they did on the ground. I kind of like James White again. James White plus 1,400. Let's put 100 on James White to win 1,400. You can also bet on the first touchdown scorer just for the Eagles. Who do I think that's going to be? How about, I could see the Eagles again trying to pass on these Patriots, sort of like they did the Vikings, and challenging them down the field. The Patriots know that Alshon Jeffrey is a great strength. I think they try to take that away. I think that leaves Nelson Aguilar as potentially on a big game. I think the downfield guys, Smith and Jeffrey, they take those away. They try to make them win with Aguilar. I'm going to go with Aguilar, 100 on him to score the first Eagles touchdown as sort of that third receiving option. How about halftime margin? Now, the Patriots haven't exactly been great early in these playoff games. They were bad early against the Titans. They were bad early against the Jaguars. Obviously, in last year's Super Bowl, they were bad early against the Falcons. But if there's anything I've learned from sports, it's that you can't necessarily rely on past trends to dictate future results. And therefore, I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to go with the Patriots leading after one half of play because I'm sure they see the value in a fast start. They don't want to let the Eagles up at halftime like they were against Minnesota. They want to make Nick Foles chase the game. I think the Patriots lead by 7 to 9 points, most likely by one touchdown at halftime at plus 700. I'm going to put 100 on that to win seven. So we've got $400 dipped into this with five bets remaining. How about margin of victory? This is going to play into my ultimate prediction. I think the Patriots win this game by 1 to 6 points. And I think it might come via a late Eagles touchdown to cut it to one possession. But I do think the Eagles keep this close. I sort of think if you take the quarterbacks and the coaches out of this game. And by the way, Doug Peterson is still a pretty good coach. Take the quarterbacks and coaches out of this game. You might have more team talent on the Philadelphia Eagles. And you've also got, I think, a factor of urgency. Yes, the Patriots are calculated, cold, assassins when it comes to Super Bowl games, but the Eagles have never done this before. And I think there's something to that novelty. I think the Patriots win, but it's close, by 1 to 6 points at plus 300. I will put 150 theoretical dollars on that. How about quarterback passing yardage? The over-under for Tom Brady is 285.5. The over-under for Foles is 235.5. I don't know about Brady, but I'm going over on Foles. Again, I think the Eagles have to chase this game. I think they're forced to go through the air. And especially, like, I think there's a greater possibility for a Patriots blowout in this game than an Eagles blowout, in which case it might be easier for Foles to rack up yardage against a prevent defense. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be close. But I still like Foles passing more from behind. And even if it's not meaningful yardage, I think he gets over 235. I will put 100 on that. We got to have one prop bet here on Gronk, I suppose. Total receptions for Rob Gronkowski, over 5, under 5. I think it's not as if teams have really succeeded at doing this, but Gronk is easily the greatest strength the Patriots have offensively. I think the Eagles need to be all out stopping Gronk. Malcolm Jenkins eyeing him from the secondary, linebackers picking him up at the line of scrimmage. You know, Gronk's also fragile enough, and maybe the concussion is not quite right. Maybe he leaves the game early. I'm going to go under on Gronk catches. And this all plays into my theory that the Patriots will be able to run the ball more in the second half. Okay, $250 left. Two more bets. How many yards will the first touchdown of the game be? I feel like early in the Super Bowl, teams are trying to feel each other out. Not necessarily going to take too many shots downfield. They're saving those plays for maybe a more critical part of the game. And plus, when you're running scripted plays on your first drive of the game, usually those are of the shorter pass variety. You're trying to build rhythm. You're trying to get first downs. I think the first touchdown of the game will be between 8 and 15 yards, maybe a 10-yard score. That's at plus 400. I'm going to put $100 on that. And that leaves me $150 for my MVP. Tom Brady is the clear, far and away favorite. And by the way, did you see that his NFL MVP speech has already been written for him? Somebody caught a picture of a staffer holding his pre-written MVP acceptance speech. Hilarious. But Brady is clearly the favorite. It'd be hard for the Patriots to win and Brady not to get the award. But, you know, a lot of my bets are assuming that the Patriots win the game. So how about a hedge? I will hedge the bet and go with Nick Foles as the MVP at plus 325 because there's far greater value. Clearly, Foles would have to have a big game for the Eagles to win. So with the final $150, let's go Foles MVP. And if you win that one and lose some of the other ones that are Patriots-based, then, yeah, you're still doing pretty well. That's plus 325 on Foles. So there you have it. 1,000 theoretical dollars have been bet with a potential to win something like $4,000. Who do I think is going to win the game? Patriots. They are favored by 4.5 now. The spread has come down because the public is generally betting on Philadelphia. And I am tempted to also bet against the spread on Philadelphia. I get scared away by the public a little bit when they swing the line like that. But I'm going to give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt because I like their defense more than the Patriots. I like their defensive line more than the Patriots specifically. I like their receivers more than the Patriots receivers. And as deep as the Patriots are at running back, I even like Ajayi more than Lewis. I like Blunt more than Gillisley. Maybe Blunt brings some knowledge to the table. Maybe Chris Long brings some knowledge to the table. Don't underestimate that the Eagles have two great players, one offense, one defense, that are 1 year removed from being with New England. The biggest difference is the quarterbacks and the coaches. So I rule nothing out in this game. If the Eagles won, I wouldn't be 100% shocked. I would be mildly surprised. Patriots win, Eagles cover in Super Bowl 52. And a little bit more free pub, mybookie.ag, promo code locked on, 50% deposit bonus to bet on the Super Bowl. Quick Vikings news. They're still talking about the Teddy Bridgewater tolling situation. Teddy Bridgewater's contract may still toll to next year at a $1.3 million base salary. Unbelievable that this is still a debate. It's going to come down to a debate between the NFLPA and the NFL about whether or not Teddy Bridgewater was medically cleared to play before his time on the PUP concluded. But the fact that they're basically making the rules up as they go along is silly. How could the CBA fail to outline the language more specifically? I don't get it. You need to get the ambiguity out of the CBA so this doesn't happen again. And the same thing, arguably, might be happening with Sharif Floyd as well. Does his contract toll to another year? And do you want it to toll? I mean, do you want the guy around, again, considering he might not play in the NFL ever again? But you've got two cases here with really no clarity given by the NFL. And if Teddy Bridgewater came back at $1.3 million, great for the organization, but what does it do to the relations between Bridgewater and the Vikings? Does it harm their relationship? Does it influence Bridgewater to leave the year after that? It'd be the ultimate value for the Vikings, because not only would you pay Bridgewater 1.3, then you can bring Bradford back. If Bridgewater's 1.3, you can pay Bradford really whatever he wants. You're still under budget at quarterback, and you've got insurance if Bridgewater doesn't work out. But would it be great for Teddy Bridgewater? No. Again, I'm Sam Ekstrom. Follow my work, zonecoverage.com. Sage Rosenfels on Twitter, at Sage Rosenfels 18. He'll rejoin us next week, I'm sure. We'll hear about JT. We'll hear about his charity flag football game. We'll hear about him seeing Lil Jon getting crunk at the Wolves game at the halftime concert. He's been busy. Oh, and by the way, I checked out the Super Bowl experience last night. Tried to run the 40-yard dash in timed fashion, and I fell down. I got called out by the track announcer, if you will. Trying to run a 40 in dress shoes, bad idea. And the other sad part is that I ran the 40, or half of the 40, and I feel like I woke up this morning with like loose hamstrings and sore calf muscles. That thing's hard. I'm impressed by people who can do it in less than 5 seconds. I'll never know what my time would have been. Probably like a 4.3. Anyway, that's the Super Bowl experience at the convention center. Actually a pretty good time. Thanks for listening to Locked On Vikings this week, and we'll talk to you on Monday when the NFL offseason officially commences.